Figure Facts for Life.
We just want you to be healthy.
Health and happiness.
If you pay attention to what goes in your body, you'll be amazed at the results.
Fuel, nourish, and heal your body.
Eating healthy, well, that's everything.
Put the right fuel in. Take care of your engine.
Here's Roberta Gennaro.
Welcome to Figure Facts for Life. I'm your host, Roberta Gennaro. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist with over 30 years clinical nutrition experience. I'm excited to share some words of wisdom today about stress. You know, I was thinking about this segment and I wanted to just really help people understand that not only is it what you put in your body, but it's also kind of what you feed your mind. And there are ways to fuel your system to reduce stress in your body and ways to move your body through physical activity to actually reduce some of the stress hormones that come up when we're super stressed. Now, just to define stress, it's actually described as, you know, the wear and tear within the body. So obviously, we want to decrease the wear and tear in our bodies as much as possible. It helps slow the aging process. It helps us to stay more focused and productive and just overall contributes to well-being when you manage stress. Because nobody, you know, none of us, you, me, nobody is going to be without stress for their life. There's good stress and there's bad stress. So let me just define that. You know, good stress is kind of like, gosh, when I was looking at my stepdaughter on her wedding day and she said, oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited too. That's a good stress. But a bad stress is, gosh, I just found out that somebody close to me is very ill, and or, you know, you find out that you have a sickness. So it's, you know, it's going to weigh heavy on you. Or you just were let go from your job and, you know, you have to find a new job. And so that's stressful. It could be very good for you moving forward. It could be a, you know, an advancement and, you know, a change that really enhances your life. But at that moment that you get that news, that's that bad stress. So the system, your body reacts to that. And that's the thing we want to minimize, is that bad stress as much as possible. And it's more about how we think about the situation and then what we're putting in our bodies that will help reduce the impact of that stress within your own body. So did you know that stress accounts for over $250 million in medical and disability payments every year? In addition, it costs billions of dollars in sick leave and lost work time. So that's impacting, you know, business. If you're a business owner out there, you know, keeping your employees healthy and reducing their stress is super important for your bottom line. Stress impacts us in a few ways. So it impacts us, as I mentioned, mentally, emotionally, and physically within our body. It impacts your overall productivity on the job. Or if you're a student, like I was just talking to some students on my last podcast, in the classroom. And I wasn't aware of this, but 75 to 90% of all doctor's visits are stress related. And 80% are due to stress, according to the Center for Disease Control. So that's one aspect, but also depression. Did you know that depression in the workplace is the second most disabling illness? So it's super important. I'm going to move to, gosh darn it, I think I've made my case with you that you got to manage your stress. Otherwise, it's going to manage you. So what happens in the body when we have that bad stress? We get an increase in blood pressure. We get an increase in cortisol levels in the system. And it affects our heart. It affects our ability to process sugars in the diet. It affects our weight. So it can also lead to obesity, especially if you use food to manage stress, if you're a stress eater. So increasing your wellness focus to reduce stress is what this podcast is about. Now, nutrition is a key player and exercise helps reduce the stress hormones. But what we put into our system is super important. Now, I know my husband starts his day with a cup of coffee. And, you know, I try to encourage him not to have that coffee on an empty stomach. the caffeine raises your energy, but then within, you know, an hour or two, you're feeling that drop in energy. And so some people then go for another cup of coffee. But really, your system, first thing in the morning, to alleviate that grogginess, needs water. So grab one of those, you know, bottles of water, or, you know, filter through a nice tall glass of water with some lemon in it, and drink that down first. And most of my clients have said then they don't really need that first cup of coffee in the morning, that just hydrating their system wakes them up. That right there is going to reduce stress in your system. Anything you're taking in that causes your energy to rise and fall rapidly is not going to be in your best interest when you're under a bad stress situation, or feeling kind of you're in a chronic stress situation. Now, caffeine, cup of coffee with your breakfast meal, having something in that breakfast meal, be it potato or some kind of bread, to absorb that coffee and that caffeine, is going to slow the release into the system, so it won't have such a drug-like effect. So keep that in mind. The other thing that is super important is to realize that simple sugars, again, you may get a surge of energy from something that's got sugar in it, and then within an hour, or maybe even less, some people are really sensitive to sugars, you may feel a drop in your energy level. So I suggest avoiding a lot of simple sugars just in general, because you're going to be healthier for that. But sugars from fruits, and bowl of blueberries with some Greek yogurt in the morning with a handful of nuts tossed into it, it's a great way to start your day. It's quick. It's something you can put in a cup and take it to go. And it will help you to get that protein you need for your brain, to turn your brain on, and just help you start the day on a really good note. So the last thing I wanted to talk about as far as fuels or things you put in your system that can increase stress in the body is alcohol. You know, with the thing I mentioned about depression and that being a real big issue in the workplace, alcohol actually acts as a depressant. So again, I'm not talking about a glass of wine with dinner. I'm just talking about really controlling that fluid in your day, and not to go excessive on it. Because if you're really stressed, that actually can contribute to depression in the system. So keep that in mind. And those are kind of the three things that I wanted to really focus on for the diet: is reducing caffeine, reduce alcohol, and reduce simple sugars. Make sure that you're eating balanced meals with fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean sources of protein. And then lastly, calcium. Make sure you're getting enough calcium. You know, for the women out there, you know, if you are wondering, gosh, do I get enough calcium? A lot of people are moving away from dairy products and maybe not supplementing that calcium in some way, shape, or form, either through an alternative milk source, like a soy milk or a rice milk or cashew milk or almond milk. You know, there's so many out there. Now, they do fortify those with calcium. So when you have an 8-ounce glass of that, most of them are either equal to a glass of milk and calcium or higher. So generally, we're recommending for women at least 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium in your day. And depending upon how physically active you are, especially, I had some teenagers in here. The teenagers were looking at, you know, 1,500 milligrams of calcium in your day, with the max recommendation not to go over 2,500 milligrams of calcium in your day. So keep that in mind. Super important. Calcium actually helps to increase neurotransmitters in the brain that calm and soothe you. And when you're stressed, that's super important. So I like to tell my clients, you know, make sure you're lacing calcium products or calcium containing products through your day at each meal or at a snack. That way, you're kind of helping your system to de-stress. And that's it for today. I just wanted to share how to manage some stress. Also, get physically active, because it helps, you know, not only reduce stress in the system, but lower blood pressure, helps your mental stress, increases serotonin in the brain and helps you feel better, and also can improve your immune system. So with that, I'd like to wrap. Thank you for joining me. Make sure to stay in the know and check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Figure Facts LLC, all one word. Thanks for listening to Figure Facts for Life. I'm Roberta Gennaro, and ciao, ciao for now.